At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley. This is going to be a good show, folks. Now, I'm always excited by the guests we have, but tonight I am especially. We've got Ty Streets, the man who created and coaches and runs Mean Streets, one of the premier AAU organizations in the country. He's going to be on, and we'll have Kedrick Prince, director of recruiting, on with him. This is a show you're not going to want to miss.
Are you looking to grow your business? Do that with the Illini Guys Radio Network by advertising on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. The weekly two-hour syndicated show airs on more than 20 stations and is heard in six states throughout the Midwest, including Chicago, St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Rockford, and Quincy, just to name a few, with a reach of more than 11 million people. For information, send an email to mike@illiniguys.com and let's work together to grow your business. That's mike@illiniguys.com and let the power and reach of the Illini Guys Network work for you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
And welcome to Eye on the Illini, as promised. This is Mike Kegley. We've got a super treat today. We've got Ty Streets, who is the man who started Mean Streets, which is one of the premier AAU programs in the United States. We've got Kedrick Prince, our director of recruiting. And for you folks who are out there who may not know who Ty Streets is, he's one of the legends of Illinois high school sports, All-American in football, All-State in basketball, and actually put the final nail in Kevin Garnett's team's coffin, State champion in track, then went to Michigan, led the team in receiving 96, 97, 98, won a share of the national championship, caught two TDs in the Rose Bowl, was all Big Ten, but then did something you don't hear a lot about. He played basketball and was on that team that won the 97 NIT before before maybe that got taken away. Played five seasons with the 49ers. I mean, you know, so you're on there with, I don't know, there's some guy named Rice and another guy named Owens.
Right.
So, you know, and then to top it off, you play a sixth season with the Lions. Then when you get, when you come back, you start doing Mean Streets basketball in 2001. And people don't really think about this, but guys like, let's see, I've heard of Derrick Rose. He played for you, you know, Anthony Davis, Patrick Beverly, Tyler Ewis. You got Bazley, Kendrick Nunn. And of course, Ty Rogers, a current Illini player. And you've got Morez Johnson, who's on the way to being an Illini player. That resume, I mean, I can understand why kids and why parents want their kids and why their kids want to play for you. How did you come up with Mean Streets after all the stuff you did in multiple sports? How did you settle on basketball?
It was just something in the off season. I went bowling. Me and Crouch in the Bowls, the one who runs at Nike UIBL, we were bowling with our old AAU coach, old AAU basketball coach back in Chicago Heights. We were bowling the bowling alley. And he said he had too many players. And I said, man, he said too many players for the eighth grade team. I said, we always wanted to coach. We always talk about coaching. We always analyzing games. So we said, I asked him, like, man, you want to do this? Let's do it. Let's start up a little AAU team. Because I asked to come under him, but I think he had too many coaches. So at the time, I just said, let's just do our own thing. My mom was doing a track and cheerleading, and it just went from there. We started that with one team, and it just kept expanding year after year. And we enjoy coaching and trying to help kids.
How hard is it to keep kids? I mean, AAU, I had a program here in the Quad Cities. I had it for like 10, 12 years. Everybody's poaching everybody, tie, and then you're trying to keep the best players. I mean, I never got to your level. We were close, but how hard is it to keep those better players, or even to get them? I mean, you have a lot of competition in Chicago.
Yeah, it's too many AAU teams, but you just have to put out the right product. You got to just tell the kids and the families, tell them what you can do for them as far as getting them better, getting them ready, making them come in, making them better players on and off the court. You have to live up to your word and just be true to what you do. So that's what we believe, just being honest. We have Nike. We're a Nike sponsor program. But you just got to stick to what you say. And I think our resume goes a long way. I think I've been doing this for like 23 years now, starting in 2001. So we just try to stick to that. We're going to lose kids. We know that. But we just try to stick to our guns and do what we do. Say what we're going to do, what we're going to say, and honor our word.
Yeah. And as a guy who coached small teams, you know, and downstate Illinois, I was always admiring how your guys, no matter what happened on the offensive end on a given night,
yeah,
man, they brought hell to pay when it comes to playing defense. And,
oh, yeah.
And we tried to do that, you know, play hard defense mm-hmm. all the time. And a lot of people think the perception of AAU is you go down and shoot and then you let the other team shoot. That isn't Mean Streets basketball, is it?
No, that's not how we do it. No, I'll go crazy watching that. I mean, I know sometimes it drives people crazy, but that's what I believe in. Defense, obviously, that you had to better stop guys. And I think it's some of our personal pride. That's how we grew up. Kind of, like you said, playing against Garnett, Ronnie Fields, and those guys with basketball. It's the Mecca. Chicago's still the Mecca of basketball. I don't care what they say. You have to bring it on both ends. So that's what I take pride in, just trying to teach our guys to play defense. I want guys that want to play defense that are tough kids. So I don't like soft kids that don't want to defend. So we obviously got to put the ball in the basket, but you got to be able to defend to play for Main Streets.
Now, one that leads me into the first kind of topic we're going to talk about tonight, but Illini fans are watching the FIBA games. They've had an opportunity to get a taste, you know, of what Morez can do. Can you give Illini fans a little bit of expectations about what type of guy and what type of player is coming down to Champaign next year?
No, first of all, he's a winner. Morez is 100% a winner. Tough kid, hardworking kid, loves basketball, stays in the gym. You can't keep him out the gym. And he's only getting better and better every year. I remember sitting, he was real raw as a 7th, 8th grader, and he just kept improving. He's getting taller, but he worked on his game. He puts a lot of work in, and he's improving. He obviously can play defense, but his skill set is becoming much better. He can shoot the ball. He can handle a little bit, and he can defend 1 through 5. I know in high school he could. I think he's going to bring that to the Illini as well. But he's just a tough kid, tough-minded kid, doesn't like to lose. And his game is – his skill set is really coming along. He can shoot. Like I said, he can shoot that ball. And he can handle it. I think you see a little bit on USA. I saw a little bit of film of him taking the coast-to-coast and going to finish. So he still has a lot of potential and upside. I think it's going to be great for Illinois.
Mike and I got to see him play when he was a freshman, when he was playing for another school. So we followed his career. But, I mean, he was wrong. Just like you said, he was just bad. And I remember watching him play. He had one move, and it was just that little drop step because he was bigger than everybody else.
Right.
But now that's kind of changed, you know. Yes. And Illinois, I give Illinois credit. You know, they didn't bring anybody in to over-recruit him. You know, yes, they brought another big in from overseas. The Big Ten is tough. I mean, do you think it'll take a while, the way he's played right now and the way his game is, do you think it'll take him a while to adjust, or do you think he's big enough and ready to come in to play in the Big Ten to help out and give Illinois some good minutes?
I think he's going to play right away because he just has that type of motor. Obviously, he doesn't stop. And like I said, he's a hard worker and he's willing to learn. You know, he want to be coached. So that's the great. Some of these guys don't want to be coached. He definitely wants to be coached. And like I said, he's really improved. You can't back off him. He can knock it down, and right away he can rebound and he's passing everybody on his size. And I think he can contribute right away. Right, I think he's that good and he works that hard to do that.
I thought the interesting thing watching him in Memphis is he was a great communicator on defense, and I don't think people really understand that he will help call out defensive plays and call out what's even would direct people on offense as well, which really talks to how he understands the game.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, he takes pride in that stuff. I mean, he's self-motivated. That's a good thing. That's the best word for him. You don't need to get on him because he's already going to do that because he loves basketball. And you want that in your program, a gym rat. And he's a natural leader because he works hard in everybody and people have to fall in line.
Ty, without giving us any names, because I know that's not the professional route, but he committed to Illinois early. How hard was it for him to stay committed? I guess my question is, were there a lot of other teams trying to persuade him to get him to back out of his commitment since you were involved in his AAU life? How hard was that? Or did it even happen?
Yeah, I've heard through the grapevine that people are trying to get him different schools, but he's a loyal kid. He's a really loyal kid. Once he committed, I don't care what people offered him. He was sticking to it.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info and recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams. And we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
So we're here with Ty Streets. Ty, one of the things we've seen, of course, is Tim Anderson obviously has done a lot of work in Chicago as well, was part of the Mean Streets organization. How important is that background when he goes to coach in colleges, and how important is it when he's trying to talk to recruits and he's able to put himself in kind of their shoes and understand what they're going through?
Yeah, Tim is just, he's great. He's awesome. Like he started with the Mean Streets program, but he's always been good with the kid. Great with the kids. He can teach. He just does a great job. He communicates with those guys. They just feel comfortable with him. He's a real person. He's loyal and he's a heck of a guy. So I think people just like Marez and Ty love him. I think he recruited them guys. I know he recruited them guys. And he's just a guy that you respect, and he's going to go to bat for you. And I think he's just great. He's a great recruiter.
One of the things since he's been in Champaign, and I mean, I got to be honest with you, he's one of my better friends. Okay. I have a lot of respect for him, Ty. And one of the things you said was how loyal he is. It's scary. He just did another podcast for somebody else talking about staying in Champaign and, you know, how loyal he is. But I guess my question is, when he recruits some of your kids in your program, is there a loyalty factor? Or, you know, some people think just because he's affiliated, he's helped out with Mean Streets, that every kid's going to go there.
No.
Go to school. But can you talk about that process?
Yeah, he does his work on his own. I mean, obviously, with our kids, we know Tim and we trust him, but he still has to do his own work recruiting and getting people to go in the way, because, you know, people have different options, and he has to do his work just like everyone else. And he does a heck of a job letting the kids know and their families know that Illinois is a great place for them. So, like, I know he's a Mean Streets guy, but he has to do all the work on his own and sell on his own how to get them to Illinois. But it does help that he's a Mean Streets guy with our program. But like I said, they have plenty of options to go anywhere, and he does a heck of a job of what he does.
Hey, Ty, let me ask one more question real quick. Is there, I mean, when you played, it's a little different right now. Is the perception better for the kids staying in state coming from Chicago to Illinois, this is about the same. I know. I've been around for a long time. You can see the white hairs on my beard, man. I know. I know. I know what that was like. Has it gotten better? Where it's okay to play to Illinois, or does Illinois still have to fight that stigma of don't go to Illinois because it's not a good place to go play basketball? Or has that changed?
I think it's changed a lot with Brad and Tim and them guys are in there. They did a heck of a job recruiting the state of Illinois. I think in the past, none against the older guys that were there, they didn't recruit Illinois like they should have. And I think they're taking care of their own backyard right now, and they're doing a heck of a job. People know it's okay to go to Illinois. And like I said, you got to give kudos to their staff, Brad and his staff, and of course Tim. They do a heck of a job recruiting in state and of course out of state. They're a national product now. But in state, they're getting their guys.
You know, speaking of getting their guys, Ty Rogers, we were talking in the break before, you know, down in Dallas back in, I think, 2021, he thought he and Anthony Black, even though neither of them was as highly rated as some of the other players, I thought they were the two best players on the court. Ty plays unrelenting defense. He hustles every second on the court. Is there any secrets that you might have towards him getting just a little bit more confidence on the offensive end? Because the Ty that I saw, he was not a three-point specialist, but he'd knock him down if he needed to.
Right. I think this year will be this year that he's more offensive-minded because he can do all that. He can do all that. It takes people different stages. Everybody's not a made product right away. But Ty will get it done. He's a heck of a competitor. Like you said, he can guard anybody in the country, you know. But he's playing point. I think he's going to have a great year this year, breakout year offensively. And I think the sky's the limit for him as well. I believe in them guys. Just being around them and knowing them, I think Ty's going to have a big year this year offensively.
Were you surprised he was one of two kids Ty to stick around? All the other kids left, and some kids, he didn't. I mean, he didn't, which is, I don't want to say I'm surprised, but I am. Are you?
No, I'm not surprised. Like I said, these guys, them two guys, speaking of Marez and Tyler, I know more than anybody, obviously, in the program, is they're loyal guys, and they believe in, if they say they're going to be somewhere, they usually stick with it, from what I know of them. So, and nothing's changed. Just talking to Ty, I knew he was going to stick around. He wants to keep getting better. He's another gym rat, and he's going to stick it out and make the best of it.
Now, Mean Streets, I want to make sure people understand that the future is just as bright as the past. Are there any kids in the organization that Illini fans should take out a piece of paper right now and write their names down, because they need to be watching these Mean Street players when you guys come to town?
Yeah, I think throughout the program, our young guys are really up and coming. I don't want to just single out any of them, but we have a lot of guys that are up and coming that are going to be pretty good. If they stay humble and keep working hard, they're going to be darn good. And I think that's throughout the program from 12U on up to 17U. I think you guys have all, Illinois has offered a couple guys, but I think it's a good future. I mean, that's all I'm gonna say like that. If these guys stay humble and keep working, the sky's the limit for them guys as well. But Illinois should be looking at some more Main Street guys, hopefully down the road.
But Ty, we talked a little bit before the air. Most people know where I live in the Quad Cities, and Illinois did offer a guy from the Quad City area. Can you just talk a little bit about his game? Are you surprised, or is there more yet to come with him?
I think it's more yet to come. Josiah has always been using this word a lot. Tremendous upside, because I started coaching that group like 2 weeks ago, that 15-year group, very talented group. We had Josiah Harrington from, like I said, the Quad City. You can go down the line from that group. I was just speaking on Josiah because you mentioned him. He has a tremendous upside coming from the Quad Cities. You know, that area usually doesn't produce like Chicago area, but when you get one, he's pretty special. And that kid is going to be really special. And I think that entire group is going to be special, that 15-year group. From 1 through 9, 10 kids I have on that team. So it's a special group, and the sky's the limit for that group.
So, yeah, if you're an Illini fan and you're at a tournament, you're going to want to sit down and watch that U15 team and try to figure out which one of those guys or ones might end up at Illinois. And there's probably going to be a few who end up in the Big Ten and at high majors, they'll make make an impact.
I think so too. I think those guys will have opportunities everywhere, that group. So yeah, keep watching that group. That's a special group, I think, at the end of the day.
Ty, my last question for you is this. You know, a lot of people don't get back, you know, and you're putting your heart and time into this, man. And 100%. we're not 15 years old anymore. What's keeping you going, buddy?
That's a good question. I still love coaching after all these years. And I love helping kids still. I'm still genuine about that. And the guys that are around me, these guys that are with us, the Slaughters and Curtis, all the guys that are with us, Eve, they believe in the same thing. They love coaching and getting kids better. So that's the big thing. We're going to stick doing it. I mean, I know it's a little different atmosphere now with the NIL stuff, but it's still about that, trying to get kids to the next level and just see them prosper on and off the court.
And how's the NIL? I'm not certain if there's any type of, you know, it's just chaos, but how has that affected things, you know, from your standpoint as you're watching this? You've had the rare thing of being the athlete in high school, being the athlete in college, and now you're coaching some of these kids on that same path. Right. How convoluted is this NIL made things?
Well, first of all, I wish it was back when I played. You know, I'm the wrong era.
Yep.
But I think it's good for the kids because, you know, they deserve it. I mean, they put a lot of money into the programs and coaches and all that stuff. It's just they got to figure out how to get it right. I don't know. It is a little chaotic. But I think the kids deserve it. They just got to figure it out how they're going to do it. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is, but I think the kids should be compensated for their whatever they do. But it's got to be some type of, I don't know, control over it, I guess, a little bit. They got to figure that out. I don't get paid to figure that out, but somebody got to figure that out.
Well, Ty, you know what? I know you're being professional, and we love that about you. I'm just going to be blunt. It's out of control, man. And I'm going to tell you what's bad about it. You know, all these people are donating money, but you're going to go to the well so many times and it's not going to work. I mean, they have to police it, whatever that method is. I don't know. I mean, there's some kids that want to go to a program and then don't because they get outbid. I don't know. I think the NCAA and all these lawsuits and the legal part has to figure it out because it's scary. I mean, I just remember, like I said to you, when it was go recruit a kid, talk to the family and coaches, but I mean, there's been a lot of schools, man, that have lost kids because of that NIL dollar. So you're right. They have to figure something out here soon. Because at this rate right now, you know, you got kids that are being paid $1 million. You know, then I think there was one kid who was offered $2 million. What is that going to be like in 3 or 4 years? I mean, why would you want to go to the NBA, man? Because you're going to make $2 or $3 million to play in college. And then you could take your classes online. So why would you go to the NBA?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I 100% hear what you're saying. Just, I don't know, man. I don't know what the answer is, like I said. But like I said, I think the kids obviously do need to be compensated. I just don't know what's the right way of doing it. They should get paid, but I don't know what's the limit. What's the ceiling? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement that you know, the NCAA could have avoided a lot of this just by back in the 70s and the 80s, you know, when Oklahoma sold a 44 jersey for Bosworth. Bosworth should have got $5 a jersey and pay all your football players and basketball players, you know, and a couple $1,000, you know, $1,000 a month. You probably never would have got to where we're at today, but
yeah, they didn't do well back in the day.
No, they did not.
University was just taking all the money back in the day, so I guess now they're paying for it now.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Well, folks, we really thanks so much, Ty, for coming on. I would greatly encourage any Illini fans or basketball fans, if you're seeing an EYBL tournament and you go look at the schedule, if you find when Mean Streets plays, you're going to see a team that's well-coached, plays aggressive defense, and does not like to lose. I think that's all you can ask for a coach to instill in the players. And Ty does that, and you can see that permeate from, you know, the 12U all the way to 17U. It's pretty impressive. Ty, thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you having me. You guys, take it easy. Thanks again.
Thank you. Kedrick, thanks for being on and helping get through some questions there and talk with Ty. I was really excited by what he thinks is going to go on with Ty Rogers. And of course, you and I have been as high on Morez as people can be. Looks like two more reasons to be excited about Illini basketball this season.
Oh, without a doubt. And also just the future. You know, I mean, you know, he has a great relationship, you know, with Tim and the University of Illinois. And even though he went to Michigan, I mean, he's definitely, you know, put that in the past. And he's trying to help his kids, first of all, get to college and give them a chance to succeed. So I'm going to have, opportunity to, to follow, his program around and, especially that they have offers out, to some of the younger players. So, basketball recruiting never stops. I'll put it that way. And it's good to hear from a guy like that and, and how dedicated he is in his relationship with Illinois. And one thing he said, I really want fans who are listening to this podcast, Mike, you and I have talked about it, Larry, Matt, and Brad, all of us, the guys on staff. Illinois has a good brand. It's a good place to play basketball now. And I think that was huge to hear somebody like him say that. It's a brand. It's a national brand is what he said. So for the people out there who think Illinois is behind the eight ball, you just heard one of the top AAU programs in the country, their owner talk about where Illinois basketball stands. And, you look at their schedule that they're playing, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to put Alabama on a schedule. You wouldn't be able to get a home-and-home with Tennessee. So the basketball at Illinois has definitely evolved, and and they're reaching out all over the country, Mike, to get players in the state, in the Midwest, coast to coast, and in different countries.
Yeah, you got Europe, and maybe, it's hard to see, where they're going to get somebody next. Canada, you never know. They're going all over the place, beating the bushes for players. Well, folks, we really appreciate you listening. And, of course, if you are watching, if you subscribe to the IlliniGuys.com YouTube channel, you can get these things. And, of course, IlliniGuys.com is where not only you'll get the podcast, but you'll get inside information like what Kedrick has, like what Brad has, and it'll be back in the message boards. Because sometimes rumors you just can't verify, can't put out an article on it, but you can still let people kind of know what looks like is going to be happening. And that's the advantage to being a IlliniGuys.com subscriber. So go out to our website and take a look at that and then subscribe here on YouTube, and you will greatly enhance your enjoyment of Illinois sports. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Make sure you subscribe to the full family of Illini Guys podcast, starting with our signature Eye on the Illini series, which discusses recent Illini events. Sturdy for 30 is where veteran Illini insider and analyst Brad Sturdy talks with experts and people in the know. And Ked's Recruiting Roundup, where IlliniGuys.com director of recruiting Kedrick Prince talks with players, parents, and coaches about the next wave of Illini student athletes. Stay in the know with Illini Guys podcast. Find them wherever you download your podcasts.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. That's 800-238-3714.
Thank you so much for staying on and listening to this show. We greatly, greatly appreciate having you here. Of course, you can subscribe to IlliniGuys.com on YouTube. And you can subscribe to IlliniGuys.com, our website. That's $99 a year. And you get a lot of the inside information. And it really is nice when you don't have to worry about being surprised about who Illinois signs. IlliniGuys.com. whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the United States or halfway across the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Until next time, go Illini.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.